and prevention of all forms of irregularities in the implementation of licensing in regions. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu, berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap. Dan buat kau bersedih diriku. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap, dan buat kau bersedih bila nanti saatnya telah tiba. Ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan. Kesana kemari dan tertawa, namun bila saat berpisahlah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku. Istriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Seo Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Seo Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalls that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Seo Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No anger, no wrath is more influential than a good role model. It is a quote by Chut Nya Dien. Chut Nya Dien is a national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Chut Nya Dien always upheld her principles and her belief in Islam. And listener, that's the quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of course, you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. And apparently Indonesia, according to the Air Force Chief of Staff, Air Chief Marshal Muhammad Tony Haryono, apparently Indonesia will receive 6 Rafale fighter jets from France by 2026. In a Air Force leadership meeting, he also said that the team has made preparation to welcome the arrival of the new fighter jets, including raiding a home base for the 6 jets that will be located at Resmin Nurjadin Air Force Base in Pekanbaru, Riau. And of course, with the new fighter jets, the Air Force also has selected personnel for the Rafale Pilot Candidate Education Program. And additionally, supporting software for the fighter aircraft has been prepared by Haryono's assistant for planning and budgeting.
Like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel love is a game, and I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none. 'Cause I track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Thank you.
So that was it. Reasons to fall in love.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
So if you do not want to miss a lot of good things from The Voice of Indonesia, make sure to hit our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and then also the Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. If you get any questions, comments, or maybe some cool stuffs from Indonesia that you want to hear about more about it, please, please tell us. All about that. And listener, after this, we will have two songs. We have Shalom 7 with Sebuah Kisah Klasik and Payung Teduh with Akad. And after that, you will be listening to a story about a region in Indonesia that is actually famous for their wicker products. Stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan. Berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi temanku, kau menjadi. Istriku.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some cars only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. They can't be found any kinds of souvenir here to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, Sri West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We saw handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden clips are strung like a fringe. The widest floor becomes the base. 2 more blades nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products, so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat, Sabtu, Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now tipped. Previously, the shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang yang
in last 3 years we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery, while previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crops can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita di sini dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang lah gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent packet woven crafts to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I saw every day in order to increase income. and mendong are usually stand on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and mendong can be beneficial and even become breadwinners. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience.
I'd like to say thank you very much for everybody who has been joining the live streaming session of The Voice of Indonesia. After this, well, you can still stream us, actually. Still on viewers.id, the RRI Digital, and now on 5 p.m. Indonesian Jakarta time, you'll be able to listen to us on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. More ways for you to listen to The Voice of Indonesia, and of course more info will be available. So make sure to stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
Here's the news, first the headlines. President Prabowo pushes for completion of legislative and judicial infrastructure in Nusantara new capital city. Still related to Nusantara, the president approves legislative building design, and here is the news in detail, read by Steve. The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, stated that Prabowo Subianto has ensured the continuation of the construction of the new capital, Nusantara, in East Kalimantan until 2029. Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono conveyed the president's stance after a limited meeting discussing the new capital city at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Monday. The coordinating minister, Agus Harimurti, said the president has approved a budget allocation of 48.8 trillion rupees for the next 5 years. He added that the budget will be used according to the phase plan that was established from the outset. So there are several adjustments that will take some time. Hopefully can be finalized soon and the construction can proceed immediately.
Dan tentunya setelah itu bisa segera dibangun.
The coordinating minister for infrastructure and regional development further added that the focus will now shift to the development of legislative and judicial areas and facilities. Still related to Nusantara, the head of Indonesian Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadimulyono, said the design of the legislative building has been approved by President Prabowo Subianto. Basuki explained that the design of the legislative building in the new capital city is only in the finalization stage. This was conveyed by Basuki at the Presidential Palace Complex, Jakarta on Monday, after a limited meeting discussing the continuation of the development in Indonesian capital city Nusantara with President Prabowo Subianto and a number of the ministers of the red and white cabinet.
Yang direview adalah desainnya.
What is being reviewed is the design of the building, the legislative development design, especially for the plenary session. The form has been approved by the president. Now it is being finalized and consulted by the president via coordinating minister for infrastructure and regional affairs. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, the coordinating minister for infrastructure and regional affairs, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, said the design team or basic design strengthening team was present at the meeting with President Prabowo. The coordinating minister for regional affairs, Agus, said that the team was previously also involved in designing the development of the core area of the government center. He emphasized that the development of the government center is now focused on the legislative and judicial buildings. Hopefully, the development will be carried out soon. The Indonesian Attorney General S.T. Burhanuddin revealed the need for cooperation and synergy between various parties to realize the effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable implementation of licensing. This was stated by S.T. Burhanuddin during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Cooperation in Licensing Supervision in the Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday. S.T. Burhanuddin explained that the synergy was carried out through the signing of an MOU between the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Indonesian Attorney General, Indonesian National Police.